Hi guys, how's it going?
All right.
I thought, like I said last night, yesterday I thought was a great measuring stick for us, not necessarily playing them, but I really wanted to see how we'd respond. We'd been beaten, we'd been embarrassed, and I wanted to see how our guys would react. And over the last couple weeks, I think we've been playing more like the team I thought we'd be and that we can be and will be, and I see it by how hard the guys are playing for one another. Great teams have that, and those performers where you dedicate to teammates, we're certainly getting closer to that. So over the last couple of weeks, I felt that connection between the guys. And with that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Are you a coach with the playoff situation being cleared up now? What are y'all goals, for the final week and with regards to looking to the future with the team?
Sure, I'll talk to you about what I told the team today. One of my favorite fighters is Marvin Hagler, and in his first chance at a good title fight against Antiformo, ended up in a draw, and the belt stayed with Antiformo. And after that, Hagler responded and said, "I'll never let, it go into anybody else's hands again, and I'll make sure I do the things I have to do, to get the job done." And so it was more about that, let's make sure we don't have to leave it up to anybody else. And so when that was kind of my message for the guys, to make sure, when you have to wait on other things to happen and all these trickle-down effects have to happen, usually those aren't good. And so that was kind of the message for the team. We're all going to be about finishing. And so that we got a great opportunity for us to do that this week, and how hard they play for one another and dedicating their performances to each other. That's what this game will be about for sure.
We talked for quite a while about playing for each other.
Yep.
Quarterback took a few shots yesterday.
Yeah.
As that speaks to his toughness and his leadership, how do you kind of size it?
Yeah, I thought for sure it was one of Matt's best games. And there was a number of times where he just, had to stay in. And some of those moments we called no flinch. And where here's an unblocked guy coming right at you and you're going to rip a seam route going to Tammy. And those are the kind of moments where you just, your teammates, see that. They have that appreciation for you too. And he demonstrated that, I thought, really clearly for everyone yesterday in terms of that toughness that he demonstrated for all the guys.
Dan, if winning is the ultimate elixir, does yesterday's win change anything about how you felt during the six-game losing streak and, all those bad feelings gone now?
I wouldn't say they're gone, because the result of having that experience, left some scars and some marks, and we're not going to be able to participate in a postseason, like we'd want to. So for sure they're not gone. I think that's for sure. But what I do know is that I love the grit and, that's being developed over these last couple weeks. You can see, they were in a big hole, and how tight these guys got to dig themselves out of it. And so that means something too. But for sure I wouldn't say it's, like water under the bridge. We've gotten a couple wins and forgotten about it. I would say more along the lines of, I love the toughness that they're displaying and playing like we're capable of.
Dan, do you have a pretty good feel for the players that fit what you want to do moving forward, or can this last game help some guys out, in that aspect?
Well, for sure it can help some guys out, for sure. And there might be, if it's just one guy that, maybe makes the impression, or we feature him in a different way to do something, usually that's with the younger guys. With most of the veteran guys right now, I have a pretty good understanding of all the strengths that they have and what they can bring to the team. But for sure there's probably a player or two that I want to make sure there's something to find out and gain from. And we'll see that. But most importantly, their performance, for each other is at hand. But, yeah, for sure I can gain some on some of the younger guys.
In particular, the young guys that you really want to see get a closer look. I know Malachi got some looks yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. He was one. And, we got some young DBs that, are playing on special teams. And, will they factor in again on defense with, Cadillac and Jalen and how they're mixing into it? I'm hoping Tevin Coleman, is able to come back from his injury. So if that's the case, then that would be another guy. I just keep wanting more and more to find out.
To Matt real quick, I'm
sure.
Sorry. Did he get checked out at all? Because I saw he was holding his side.
Yes, he did.
Yep. Did an MRI?
No, I thought he meant at the game. He got checked by the docs. No.
Okay, nothing following.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Dan, when you watched the tape after this game, was there anything that stood out to you that you said, okay, this is why we finished in this game, and that would have been great against Indianapolis, that would have been great against San Fran? I mean, did something on the tape just jump out at you and say, that's what we were missing?
I don't even know if I had to go back to the tape on it. When this game was going on, the belief got stronger and stronger as the game went on. And I love that part of the team yesterday, the attitude, the mindset. It kept growing stronger. They were putting into some tough spots. There was a sudden change. Defense had to go out, got a nice three and out. The offense having to go down and convert some third downs. I thought those were the ones, like the belief just kept getting stronger and stronger as the game was going, and I liked that part, knowing that the finish was at hand and they were going to get the job done.
For a guy like Beasley, draft pick, we've asked you a lot about his production and what you've asked him to do in the scheme this year. That has to mean a lot to him to get a signature play.
Yeah, it really was the fact that he was able to, you know, to answer right at the end when we needed that most to, you know, create a play. So for him and Claiborne to, you know, connect on that play where he forced it and Adrian recovered it, I was really pleased for him. The relentlessness of going and moving him off the spot. I saw him chasing out of the stack. So that effort, you could feel that. And it certainly, I thought, was even more visible as the game went on. You know, into the second half, I thought he played better than he did in the first half. And so I was pleased with that.
Has he played with just kind of a nagging amount of pain this year? I mean, if there hadn't been tremendous pain, or else he would have had to miss some practice.
Yeah, you have to ask him on that. But he's not missed any practice time. And I think he'd be a better one to indicate on that. But honestly, learning how to pass rush and going against all the unique guys, it does take time. And there's been certainly weeks that he's played better than other weeks. And I thought this was one of the ones that I thought he'd had a really good game.
With the speed of Carolina's defense and the way they could go sideline, it could be tough to run the ball to the outside. You guys had a pretty good time running the ball inside yesterday. Was that an adjustment you made playing inside?
I think the number one thing, like in the play action, sometimes it's the outside and the keepers that go. And yesterday it was a real factor of the play action that was the inside play action stuff where to get the linebackers or safety to bite up on the play action to hit some of the passes that came in behind. I think you saw some examples of that, you know, with Julio and Roddy on some of the in-breaking routes on the hard play action. So having the balance is really, again, the key to that, knowing that, like, we are going to hand this ball off and you do have to come up and stop it. And the times that you don't, that's where it gets challenging.
You think that teams headed to the playoffs will look at the game tape from yesterday as a way to beat Carolina?
Yeah, when you get to the playoffs, all bets are off in terms of who you look at. You can go back as far as you want and look at all sorts of styles and matchups. So generally you look at the end, you know, the last four, and so this one will be part of that rotation for sure. So they're a really good team, and they challenge you in lots of ways. I think it's the speed they play with. The both sides of the line of scrimmage are a really talented team. So for sure you know, it was one for us to put out tape. Hopefully, don't look at the one from a couple weeks ago.
Coach, the Saints coming up, last game at home. Ben Watson got loose down there. What will be some of the keys going into that game?
Well, number one, we know this pass attack is legit. And you can see that. It's, you know, that's no big storyline. But the effectiveness between Watson, between, you know, the outside game, how they feature the runners, you know, their offense presents real challenges, and we'll have to be on point and play certainly, you know, defensively anyway, a lot better than we did the first time where Ben was able to have such an explosive day.
And have you all made a great deal of progress covering the tight end? You all were able to keep Olsen under control yesterday.
I think there's been progress for sure, and that was one of the ones that that got out for a long ones against us with Ben. But there's been other tight ends that, you know, matching up with and how to do it. And it's not just a man-to-man or a zone, but having our shots on them to get the contact. So, you know, we got a lot of respect for them, especially in the scheme that they played against us for the first time. So we're anxious to get back and play again.
I know every win is important, so it sounds like a silly question, but does 9-7 versus 8-8 make a difference as far as, you know, how you look back on this year to you? I mean, does it?
It clearly does. Absolutely does. And it's also a division game, and knowing the attitude and the style that we want to play with, but for sure it is. Everything counts. And it's a really important one for us. And one, you know, obviously, you know, when we went down there the first time, didn't have a chance to play our best ball, and they played a good game, and so that's why we're so jacked to play this one.
Last year there was a lot of discussion about Jake Matthews, and this year that hasn't really been the case. I'm guessing that's probably a good thing. Playing quietly.
Yes.
Happy about his performance so far?
I thought in the run game, you really see the feet and the movement on the outside zone, so that's when he's at his best. You know, we get him out. I think it was clear to see on the touchdown run with Devontae and him pulling and getting outside, like that's when, man, he runs his feet. There's you just see the speed and the quickness and the way he comes off the ball.
Coach, what statement would it make if you're able to finish the season with three straight wins, two of them over division rivals?
More than anything, just that we're playing ball like the team that I thought we'd be and that we can be. And that connection that the players have for one another, that's an important part of it. But that's what it would mean. you know, to make sure we're playing exactly the style that we're capable of. I thought there's been a real improvements in the last few weeks on third down in our balance in terms of the, you know, the run and the pass, and then defensively the effort, the energy, the explosives have gone down, the missed tackles have gone down. So those are the things we're harping on hard to improve upon, and you know, another opportunity for us to go do it again this week.
Coach, any, I'm sure you'll get a chance to reflect after week 17 here, but a few plays along the way go your favor, you know, and maybe you're getting ready to go into that tournament.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that to, I'm not going to replay the ones now, and I'm going to have all offseason to think about some of those ones. That the main thing right now is for me to, you know, have all of our focus and our attention right on New Orleans, as it should be, and that'll be the same with the guys too. So the hindsight of it, we'll leave that for the offseason.
Coach, was there anything in Carolina's performance yesterday that surprised you?
I think we had really worked hard in terms of, you know, having the perimeter run game under control, and they were still able to get some explosive runs on us. So sometimes when you practice and you have such an emphasis for it and it still happens, you're like, man, you know, right off the bat, you know, they had like a, you know, 11 or 12 yard run. So those are the ones that bum you out right off the bat. I thought, you know, we knew it was going to be a really hard game, really physical all the way through. That's their style. They've played it. But I think their ability to still, you know, find ways to get the ball on the perimeter, they've got a unique package, especially on some of the zone runs that end up being some passes. So I don't know if it was a surprise, but that would have been probably the, you know, early on, we didn't play the run game like we were capable of. We just wanted to make sure we knew they should be really confident going into the game. And the reason being is from the preparation from Wednesday to Thursday to Friday and all the way through, there shouldn't be anything to jam them up mentally. They put the work in. They should trust that preparation and then go absolutely let it rip. So for sure there was the motivation, you know, like we'd been beaten, we'd been embarrassed. And as real competitors, you're not going to just allow that to stand. And so for us to say, you know, we had stuff to prove, that's absolutely the truth. But it started really with the preparation that went through Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
Coach, does it mean anything? Coach Reeves was saying that, you know, he watches everything just in between his rounds of golf these days. But he was saying that, you know, Coach Dad's done a great job working through adversity this year. He's been really, he said y'all had a great year, even though you're not going to the playoffs. But, has it been that, do you sense that you all have worked through some adversities and had some foundation being laid there?
Well, number one, for him to comment, you know, about us, for somebody that I have just an unbelievable amount of respect for, means a great deal. I think that grit that gets developed going through some of the setbacks that you have is hard, it's frustrating, it's as difficult as can be, it's painful at times, and it hurts. But some of those unintended, you know, consequence of that are you do develop the grit, you do develop the toughness that you want to play for. But, you know, for him to say that, you know, that means a lot.
Are solely high Weems done for the season?
I would say unlikely for Weems. I think, you know, looking, you know, go through the protocol, but, you know, look great today. And then Paul, as we go, he'll have to have a, you know, significant improvement by Thursday for him to be able to be counted on. So the calf strain again, you know, which limited him. But I'm hopeful for Eric and not as hopeful for Paul.
And that led to Malachi getting the 36 snaps with Paul out?
Or? And Grady, too. And Grady. Yeah, so we kind of went in without Grady, and then we were planning on Malachi taking a lot of the nickel snaps for Grady. And then when Paul went down, we moved Babineau inside early. And it was kind of one of those moments where it was all hands on deck. You know, we had some injuries at linebacker. We had some injuries at the defensive line. And when those moments come up, those are the ones where, you know, a guy can totally count on, you know, when you come through for him. So that's why it was so important to rotate all the guys. And that's why we play them at different positions throughout training camp and OTAs and in the season. So when the time comes and you got to play a new spot, we had Tyson Jackson playing some nose tackle. When those things come up, it's not like, oh, man, I've never done that. And it forces you to look at the guy, learn this, learn, why am I learning how to do that, you know? But once you find out a player can do more, they become even more valuable.